This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look.
But we are a nation with a culture and a reason for being. And I think that's what unites us.
So, Joe, that was a fascinating look, because we don't get to hear from Steve Bannon firsthand very often into his worldview, and a worldview that's been adopted by Donald Trump. And really, Steve Bannon waiting all these years for a vessel, as he's called Trump, a blunt instrument to use to impose his worldview.
Well, there are a lot of things about the Trump administration and the people around him that are not conservative. They are not conservatives, but that was a conservative speech. And he sounded an awful lot like Theresa May when he was talking about economic nationalism, when he said we are a nation with an economy and not an economy that just happens to be in a nation. Reminds me of Theresa May when she was speaking to the Tories, saying that if you are a citizen of the world, you are a citizen of nowhere, something along those lines. And as far as deconstruction goes, it sounds an awful lot like what we said in 1994. And I will say about the power of the state is I got elected by screaming about the dangers of a $4 trillion national debt.
Four seems quaint.
I would love four. It is 20 now. It's headed to 30. You would need about 30 people thinking exactly like Steve Bannon to simply stop the deficit from being over $300 billion for the next 20 years. So, I'd probably like him at CPAC and people that want a smaller, more restrained state probably like him as well. And that's the CPAC message.
Well, it's a responsible government, and I know that it was refreshing, just as Scarborough was referring to. I think for many people, it's the first time they've ever heard the voice of Steve Bannon, you know, and maybe it caused people to reassess who Steve Bannon is, as opposed to what they've decided that he may be based on the media and the narrative that they've put out there, like as if he's some sort of boogeyman, you know, somehow maybe has pictures of Donald Trump and has strings attached to him and is moving him around like a puppet of some sort. You know, Steve Bannon, you know, he lays out principles. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, you know, when some of these people talk about conservative values. Is he a conservative or not a conservative? You know, and I think that, you know, most people politically are not 100% one way or another. I mean, even libertarians, you listen to them sometimes, they sound very, very liberal, and then other times very conservative, and then they get back to, you know, their core is they're libertarians. And I think that's the case with most conservatives today, is that they're at the core fairly conservative. When you talk about fiscal responsibility, when you talk about jobs, when you talk about national security and the military, you know, at the core, very conservative. You know, I don't know of many people, and even you know, and I think that's what you consider of all the worldviews that are out there is what, you know, in all those views, what intersects, what comes together, what things do we have in common. And I think that's what made Donald Trump very successful. And I say successful not so much as he sat out there and tried to come up with some sort of plan. I think what connected him was that all this stuff was pretty reasonable. I mean, you listen to the way he talked. He didn't live off a teleprompter necessarily. I mean, he did there at some point because they said, look, you got to be a little bit more disciplined. So we're going to, you know, tie you down here just a little bit. But, you know, he had the freedom because he's Donald Trump. After all, I mean, he was the one that got nominated, and now he's the one that becomes the president. So what Donald Trump says is what he feels from his heart. And certainly, if you heard last night, Mike Pence, and we're going to have some of the sound bites from Mike Pence from last night's CPAC in his speech. Whew. I mean, very, very heartfelt, very natural and compelling. And it definitely connected with the conservative audience there at CPAC. Megan Barth is coming up in just a moment. She is at CPAC, and she's going to give us a ground floor perspective
not only on Bannon, but certainly the vice president's speech. And, of course, tonight it is going to be the 45th president of the United States of America, one Donald Trump, will be talking to CPAC. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And as you heard him say last night, it's only just begun. This is what we've been talking about. It didn't begin and end in November, ladies and gentlemen. Getting this country back on track is going to be a long, hard-fought battle. And we are in that grief to happiness learning curve and experiential curve right now. The grief being where we've been, and the happiness is where we would like to be and where we see ourselves. Not in $20 trillion in debt, with a refurbished military, with the rule of law back in place, and a operational and effective immigration system that is win-win-win for all parties. Megan Barth is with us, founder and proprietor of RegganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. She is live from CPAC. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing okay. I just have to alert you that my website was seized yesterday, what I believe was an illegal transfer of my domain and property. After I broke a story yesterday afternoon on the ITIN program, which is the individual tax identity number that's given to illegal immigrants. And this tax identity number is probably one of the biggest scams ever perpetrated on the American taxpayer through undocumented workers.
Without a doubt. And this whole immigration, I mean, this is really bubbling. So now you've been directly attacked because of what you had on your website at RegganBaby.com.
Yeah, because it's just such a massive amount of fraud. And let me put it in perspective for you and your listeners. This ITIN number is given to each and every undocumented worker in order to capture federal tax dollars because they do not have a Social Security number. Mm-hmm. Now, the ITIN number looks identical to a Social Security number, except it starts with the number 9. In 10 years, the IRS has paid out, and up to 2010, this is the latest data, over nine years, the IRS paid out $14.2 billion in refunds. Now, these refunds are given based on deductions of dependents. Now, ITINs, if you're an ITIN holder, you can claim up to 20 dependents. Your dependents do not have to be your immediate blood or your children. They could be your uncle, your aunt, your cousins, et cetera. Additionally, if your dependents are from Mexico or Canada, they are excluded by the IRS to produce documents which show their residency in the United States or their dependency of the ITIN member. So this, again, is just an additional way ITIN users can commit fraud by registering dependents that do not live in the U.S. Now, as Social Security number holders, we have to prove our dependent residency, and they have to reside in the U.S.
Exactly. Well, now, see what you're pointing to here, Megan. I don't mean to cut you off because we can get deep in this here. And obviously, in typical form, you've done your research and you've got this. And we started to talk about it last week. Here, you know, what people need to get here, the big picture of this is that once you start breaking the law, you start creating this network. And the thing is, it's not just the immigrants coming in, it's our own government complicit in this. And this is what you're pointing out here, because, I mean, it wasn't the immigrants that came up with the ITIN program, was it?
No. The ITIN program was established by Bill Clinton in 1996.
Yeah. So there it is. Our own government has done this to us. It's like this argument about splitting families. You know, you've got Univision's anchor coming in and dramatically ripping a paper in two about tearing families apart. That is true. That's sad. But what the heck did they think was going to happen when you allow a child who is born in the United States to be a citizen and the parent is not? You kick that problem down the road, or you kick it, you know it's going to be inevitable at some point. And here it is. We're now dealing with it when we're looking at, I don't know, the numbers, Megan. I've heard anywhere from 11 to 30 million illegal immigrants in this country. You know, they just throw that number out depending on what fits their agenda at that moment. It's incalculable at this point.
You're exactly right. For example, 1 year in Atlanta, Georgia, 24,000 illegal immigrants were registered to one address. And the IRS sent over $46 million in refunds to that one address. In Detroit, 604 numbers and 640 tax refunds were issued to a single address in Detroit. 1 year in Indianapolis, 8,714 ITINs issued to undocumented workers all claim to have the same address. And the list goes on and on.
This is the people's money, Megan. $20 trillion in debt, and this thing, we're all getting ripped off. And then the Democrats wonder why the forgotten man and woman, the people out there busting their pick, pay into the government, and you've got such malfeasance.
Well, that's right. And for all of the listeners that didn't get a Social Security increase based on, you know, there's no money in the kitty, well, the money is definitely in the kitty. The money's just going to illegal immigrants and their undocumented family members, either in Mexico or in Canada.
This is Obamaphone on steroids, ladies and gentlemen. If you're kind of gathering this, you know, with the numbers, you had people going out, I got 10 Obamaphones, you know. I mean, this is the abuse of our government. This is what, you know, Thomas Coburn, one of my favorite senators of all time and probably will be forever, because he did everything he could to hold this government accountable. And he used to present his annual waste book. Which the last time, I think the last one he did, that he pointed out in one of the many waste that was going on, over $450 billion in duplicative waste in government operations. But this is absolutely blatant what is being done here. And how long has this been going on? Are you saying since 96? Or this thing has just snowballed over the years, obviously?
It's snowballing, and it continues to snowball, and it will continue to snowball over the years, unless the IRS's documents are changed as far as the procedures required of ITIN users and an act of Congress. Now, all of the congressmen, or most of them, should know about this fraud, because a fraud investigator that worked on my behalf uncovered this through public information and data supplied by reports from the Inspector General.
Yes. So no big surprise here. And how long have they been investigating this, Megan?
Well, the last data that we can see and report go up to 2010. Now, remember, Obama didn't have many IGs placed within his government. Imagine why.
Right.
And then through executive order, he expanded this program, ITIN specifically, and allowed ITIN users to coop 3 years retroactive refunds. In case they became legal with either a fraudulently obtained Social Security number or they obtained a Social Security number through naturalization.
What country, what other country does this, Megan?
Fraudulent, corrupt countries.
Well, I mean, like this?
Right.
I mean, like this, to this degree? I mean,
This is absolutely incredulous. I just don't even know what else to say here. Well, when we come back, Megan is at CPAC, and we're going to get a ground floor perspective here, and maybe need to calm down just a little bit after hearing this information about the I-10 program that is ripping us off.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
I say with great confidence, knowing the men and women that he's assembled around this, President Trump has assembled the strongest conservative cabinet in my lifetime, bar none. With this team, we as conservatives have an opportunity that only comes around every few generations, or maybe just once in a lifetime. And my friends, this is our time. This is the chance we've worked so hard for so long to see. This is the time to prove again that our answers are the right answers for America. A strong military, more jobs, less taxes, respect for the Constitution and the values that have made America great, and a deep and abiding faith in the goodness of the American people.
Well, Megan Barth, of course, Vice President Mike Pence last night at CPAC. I know you were there. He just seemed to reverberate and connect with conservatives there at CPAC. What was your read at the floor level?
Yeah, and he always has. You know, Mike Pence has always been a fantastic orator that's spoken, you know, truth to power and spoken on behalf of the conservative movement. And so, it was a good energy. You know, this is where conservatives gather every year, young, old, and alike. Mm-hmm. And I'm always impressed by the amount of young people at this conference, because it's truly their safe space that they can't find on college campuses, as they're continually silenced and barred from college campuses. You know, I used to try to host debates on Obamacare at campuses across the country, and many didn't want to hear a different perspective on free market health care, and we weren't able to host debates at many, many colleges.
Exactly.
And so, conservative kids find the same, just like Milo Yiannopoulos, who was supposed to be the keynote speaker here. You know, we saw what happened in Berkeley when you bring ideas instead of identity politics to a college campus. It's not a safe space for the sharing of ideas.
Exactly.
And Mike Pence does a great job in carrying on the conservative torch within this administration and outside of it.
Well, he reminds all these young kids what they believe in. It hits their very spirit. It rhymes with their reason, Megan, as it does with most conservatives. Pence was sharing, the vision of the Trump administration and his ability to connect and articulate that vision, I believe was very powerful last night. And, so what was the reaction? And I'm glad you talk about the young kids, because the last time I went there, that was the thing I was most impressed with, was the young, there was every time you turned around, I mean, there was groups of young kids, enthusiastic. They were, at the time they were for, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. And, but it was, it was neat to have that energy. That dynamic, brought into play and involved in the conversation is really exciting.
Yeah, it gives you hope, right, that there's going to be future torchbearers of the conservative movement message that will follow long after us. And so that's why I'm always pleased to see how much CPAC also does for them. The first day of CPAC is truly just for them. It's the Wednesday before we really kicked things off yesterday. And they're given boot camps, activist training, boot camps, what they can do back on their college campuses, how they can get involved in politics in their community. And so this education that CPAC provides them, like I said, really gives me hope for the future that there's going to be future torchbearers of the conservative movement. And where are all the never Trumpers?
Yeah, right.
Outside of trying to undermine this president because he didn't pass their conservative litmus test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bill Kristol, the neocon himself, tweeted out 2 weeks ago that he preferred the dark state to the Trump state. Well, now we know what's in the dark state, which is a politicized intelligence community that's aggressively attacking this president by leaking confidential information and private conversations to the press.
Right.
And instead, the press doesn't want to go after the leakers. The press wants to go after the president.
And the thing is so dangerous is some of this stuff, the way it's put out there, Megan, it's unsubstantiated. It is innuendo. It's suggestion. I mean, it's bad enough that this information is leaked. But, where's true journalism that says, look, I can't print this? And, of course, I don't know if you saw the James O'Keefe videos that were released last night about CNN and the conversations that are happening at the editor's desk and in the control room about the way they approach the news. So
you know, they're greatly compromised. And a lot of these, media, and you might say that come from this, you know, that same group, that mainstream, that identified mainstream media, they need to hit the pause button. They need to, you talk about a boot camp. They need to get away altogether and say, we need to revisit journalism principles and morals and obligations, to the people of America. If not, if we don't respond correctly here, we're not going to be able to ride this out because, you know, them going back into these echo chambers, that have been their source of inspiration is just clearly not working.
Well, and you know, when Trump calls the press the enemy, that is absolutely true, because a politicized press is the enemy of the truth.
Right.
And as journalists, they are supposed to find the truth, you know, seek the truth, find the truth, and report the truth. And that's why I started ReaganBaby.com, is because I was not seeing truth in the headlines. I was seeing yellow journalism. I was seeing biased opinions and punditry labeled as journalism. And that's not the job of a journalist.
Exactly.
The more we arm the American people with the truth, the better the American people will be informed, obviously, and free to make their own decisions based on facts and not innuendo.
Right. You know, Megan, talking about the young kids in the boot camp, when I thought about that, I thought about a lady that is greatly missed this year at CPAC, one Phyllis Schlafly.
Mm, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
I'll tell you, the grandmama of many of those young kids, the inspiration, and here it is, the warrior for conservatism. You know, she supported Trump. She saw this early on, and she was all in.
That's right. I was just going to say, and she even, too, was blackballed by many in the Never Trump establishment movement because of her support for Trump. And many of us were, when we decided to advocate and support his candidacy, we were labeled as, you know, basically not conservative enough, or we were told we were this, that, or the other. And I've been a conservative champion and a political activist on behalf of the Republican Party for as long as I can remember. And then I took my activism and I put it into on paper, and I decided to expose.
You were born conservative. I mean, you know, everything about.
Absolutely, but you know, it was interesting because the first time I could vote, I did my research and I listened to what the candidates were saying, and I just identified with the message of conservatism, and that wasn't found in the Democrat Party. I did my own research because the truth is out there, but unfortunately you can't rely on the press to find it.
Well, speaking of the Democrats, boy, you know, so quick they are to point at the Republican Party saying, you know, if it's not the president, then it's conservative, CPAC, they're all unhinged. But, boy, you look over on the other side, and it's pathetic, isn't it? I mean, I feel for them.
Yeah.
They're lost.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you look at what they do to Betsy DeVos. You know,
yes.
And you look at what they're doing to town halls, and they want to try to compare their uprising to the Tea Party. Well, absolutely not. What's going to be different this time around is that they're well-funded, the left, meaning they are very well-funded through the likes of the George Soros network in this country. The Tea Party was targeted maliciously by the IRS.
Exactly.
And because of this malicious targeting, they believe it impacted elections by 6% in some areas.
At least two, if not four cycles, Megan, because to this day, some are still waiting for their tax exemption. That's how disgusting this whole deal is. But as Michael Pence said last night, despite the best efforts of liberal activists at town halls across the country, to your point, Megan, the American people know better. He said Obamacare has failed and Obamacare must go. So, you know, we keep marching forward, right? Okay, Megan Barth,
right.
Proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. It's down a little bit, little interruption, but she'll be back up and swinging because that's the way she rolls. We know her. 29 after the top of the hour right now.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. And, boy, I got a real special guest. In fact, I have two very special guests to share with you right now. The eight-time, daytime, Emmy Award-winning syndicated daily series, The Dr. Oz Show, hosted by Dr. Mehmet Oz, accredited health expert, best-selling author, world-renowned cardiothoracic surgeon. The Dr. Oz Show is an informative hour that offers audiences the opportunity to learn about a wide range of health and wellness topics, tackling the balance of mind, body, and spirit. Dr. Oz calls on specialists from a variety of disciplines for expert advice on how viewers can be their best selves. And before I introduce our next guest, I first want to bring on Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you. First of all, I want you to know how much I appreciate all that you've been doing in these successful years, not only with the Oprah Show, but certainly with your show. You have been such a blessing to our audience and the world around for what it is that you bring to the marketplace. I cannot thank you and your staff enough. I know it's a team effort.
You're kind. You use the word blessed. That's how I feel being able to do it. And I get such uplifting feedback from the audience when it impacts on them. But more importantly, they actually spread the wisdom with others. And that's where all the action is.
Well, I want to talk to you particularly today about Faithful Fridays. You saw something on the horizon that needed to be addressed, faith and spirituality. And I got to tell you, I'm right with you on it, because this is what we've seen from our show's perspective as well, is there has been a lack of faith and spiritual conversation in the marketplace. Gallup, in one of their most recent polls, came out to say, hey, where's the Christian voice? Well, you told the Christian voice to be quiet. It has been quiet. It has been obedient. Now you're saying we're going to hell in a handbasket and we need some healthy spiritual perspective here. Is that what you saw as well?
I saw it and I witnessed it. And from day one of the show, I knew faith was important. You know, we spent a lot of time trying to figure out how best to explain faith to get folks who aren't already in the tent to understand the wisdom and value in it. And when I met Devon, which the first time around I actually met him because he's written, he hasn't introduced me yet, but Devon Franklin, Break the Surprise, is going to be on with us in a few minutes.
Yes.
He's written a wonderful book about how his faith it affected his courtship with his beautiful now wife. Mm-hmm. And it started to get me thinking about how we can talk about faith in different ways. And I just flew back from Hawaii. I was not on vacation. I was working,
right,
leading some programs that we're trying to do there. And one of the reasons that I went there is that the Gallup poll, which you mentioned earlier, also has a well-being report. And that healthiest state, the best state for well-being in America is Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to shoot programs there about what they do differently. And they have this thing called the Power Nine. Nine things that people who live a long time do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is true around the world, not just in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. But they all share that wisdom. And maybe the most important of the nine is this belief, this belonging that people have, that there's something that they can go to that's bigger than themselves. And it's that
exactly.
faith that catalyzes people not just to live to age 100, which is how blue zones are defined, but to live to age 100 with the vitality of a young person. And that's what I witnessed firsthand.
Well, you mentioned Devon Franklin. Surprise, surprise, Devon Franklin is with us. Devon, Dr. Oz, and I connected a year ago at NRB when we were talking about his Miracles from Heaven movie that he produced. And we had a great time together. And Devon, good to be talking to you again, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Always good to talk to you, Bill. Really glad to be back and so glad to be back with Dr. Oz.
Exactly. Well, we're finding out and realizing, of course, guys like you and me, we've known this, that faith isn't just an otherworldly thing, or, you know, that it can help in the here and now. And you can speak of that from experience.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and that's one of the things that's so exciting about this week's particular Faithful Friday episode, is that we're talking about how faith can make every single area of your life better. And, you know, what Dr. Oz has done and opened up these platforms that we can talk about issues of faith and make them practical. I think that's one of the areas that has been missing, is that faith, when you apply it practically, you see how it improves the health of your love, the health of your job, the health of your home life. All of these things are improved when you apply faith in a practical way.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Oz, you've long been committed to helping people attain health and happiness, as we know, in body, mind, and spirit. So how did this affect your desire for the weekly Faithful Friday segment for this month of February on the Dr. Oz Show?
One of the realities of being on the air every day is you have to evolve approaches to speaking to the audience. And we thought Fridays are perfect because weekend's coming up. Day of Faith is usually on the weekend for most the religions that are prominent in America. If we could somehow capture people's attention and use techniques that we're good at, making noise, getting people interested, getting them engaged, most importantly, dealing with the fatal flaw in some of the programming that you'll see, which is that people already think they know the answer, so if you go right at it, they turn you off because they don't want to hear it again. Mm-hmm. So you sort of surprise people. You bring guests on that can tell the story a little different way. You know, Miracles from Heaven was a good example you mentioned earlier, because you're learning about a little girl who survived what she shouldn't have, and then you begin to ask questions because you have a story. And
right.
The Bible is in parables for a reason, right? The stories captivate our attention, and we can go places with them. So I'm a storyteller. I have to tell it about health and wellness and science, but we use that as a leading point. And then with Devon's help and the wonderful pastors he's brought to the show, we give practical advice. These are sort of cool, hip, young leaders in the faith-based community who can address a challenge that many, especially younger members of the American population, have forgotten is an asset. And in a country which is somewhat divided, but in particular feels a lot of stress about issues they can't control, this has always historically been one of the ways we get ahead of those issues. Let's take advantage of it and spread the wisdom.
Exactly. You know, Devon, as Dr. Ross just said, and you said earlier, practical advice. And I think that's part of the challenge of the church today, is somehow it's missing out on the practical advice that it can give, the goods that it holds, the knowledge it has. When people come to the church, whether it's on Saturdays, Sundays, Fridays, looking for answers to the problems that they're dealing with in everyday life, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think these are the things that most of us struggle with. You know, what are the answers? You know, what is God's plan? I do believe, but how do I deal with issues? How do I deal with issues in my marriage? How do I deal with feeling stuck in my career? What do I do if I feel like I know I love God, but love for whatever reason has not shown up? These are the practical day-to-day questions that everyone deals with. And when you watch the show, you know, this Friday, these are things that we're able to tackle. And I think that, when you see the impact and how people are responding to the segment, it's really profound to really see how, you know, sometimes faith seems antiquated. It seems like it's sometimes a theological construct. But to make it practical, to make it applicable, and to make it relevant, this is what this programming is doing, and I'm so excited to be a part of it.
Well, Devon Frankel, thank you for being with us. Dr. Oz, one final question. We've got about 30 seconds here, so I'm going to let you summarize and wrap it up for us here. You've said faith and spirituality don't just live in a Sunday-sized compartment. What does that mean to you and the show now?
I think you want to have a relationship with your faith that is much deeper than just a casual attendance of a ceremony that you've been forced to go through since you were a child. And our hope, I believe, our passion is that we'll share wisdom, the good news, so to speak, that people will hear and want to talk about in a very different way, reawaken in our souls that deep yearning for connection, for belonging through our faith.
Well, Devon Franklin, co-hosting with Dr. Oz on Faithful Fridays, the producer of Miracle from Heaven, and, of course, the one and only Dr. Oz, eight-time daytime Emmy Award-winning syndicated host for the Dr. Oz Show. Dr. Oz, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you both.
Thank you.
Would you like to pay less taxes?
Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. National radio personality, college professor. She doesn't believe in safe spaces. I mean, if you get around her and try to throw some safe space kind of language, you better have a hard hat on. You don't have to get thumped. Motivational speaker, speaking of which, she knows how to motivate. And that's one thing, too, by the way. If you need somebody to come to your conferences, can I brag on you just a little bit? Is that all right, Lauren?
I would love that.
Well, I want people to know that you are available. I mean, you're all over the country, you know, speaking to different groups because you have something very powerful that God has gifted you with and insight to share with people. And you do this all over the country. And, you know, and I appreciate that you do that. And everybody that I've spoken with that has attended one of your conferences and that has been greatly enlarged. You, as they would say, in the words of Jabez's prayer, you stretch their tent pegs.
Oh, I love that. Well, I'm actually getting ready for a women's conference this weekend that I'm speaking at, and I wanted our family to know I'm doing a Flourish conference in Stanton, Texas in October. So I want to tell you all about that in the coming months because I'd love all of you to come, no matter where you're from, north, south, east, or west. But I just love people. So for me, it's just an honor and a privilege to meet new friends and to be together and grow and stretch and dig into God's word. And so I appreciate that. But it's something that I just can't wait to be with new people or old people. Like last week,
you've always been that
year.
Way. You've always been that way. I mean, I remember when we worked together in Los Angeles. I got to tell you this story, ladies and gentlemen. This might embarrass Lauren a bit, but this is the God honest truth.
You scare me.
I mean, it's all good stuff here. So anyway, we would go to big events. I mean, these were like, you know, you get the stars of Christian music would be there, and there would, you know, be the typical places where, you know, the people could line up and sign autographs and that sort of thing.
Christian
and
my son
was there always helping, you know, so he can attest to this as well, because David was there with Lauren at times, and you see the line for the gifted artist. artists, you know, the people, the performers that evening, and they're signing autographs and the whole deal. And you look over at the next table, there's Lauren, and her line is bigger than the rock stars. I mean, than the Christian music stars. And my son would go, wow, you know, can you believe? I go, you know, they love this girl. She just, because that's the way you are. You connect with people and in such a special way, and I'm so proud to call you a friend, you know, my friend.
Well, me with you as well, but I have to tell y'all that it wasn't my line was longer. It's just the rock stars, and you had to move them on through, whereas I visited with each person like 15 or 20 minutes, and Jenny Acebo, was our promotions director, she had to end up coming with me to tell people to move through the line, because I'd be like, tell me what's going on with the kids, what's the latest? She's like, you can't do that with every person. I'm like, well, I don't get to see them that often. So that's the secret.
That's the secret for long lines. Secret. Yeah, otherwise you go through
that's
all this
right.
stuff. Yeah, that's incredible. Well, and real quick, only to wrap this up, we've never done this before, you know, to where we really talk about you and you know, we mentioned that you're a motivational speaker, but we've really never really plugged you like this. And I think it's important because some people have asked me, said, wait, hey, I heard she's, what does she do? Where's she speaking? That sort of thing. So how do people connect with you, find out where you are, if they want to, you know, discuss having you at their event to speak? How do they connect with you?
You can get me pretty much anyway. On Facebook, I have a page called Living Life with Lauren. You can message me there. You can go to laurenkitchens@gmail.com. You know, if you Google me, you can find me. And I will tell y'all this. There is some really talented baker named Lauren Kitchens. Now, I'm married now, so I'm Lauren Kitchens Stewart. But people, I'll get stuff from her stuff, and she'll get stuff from mine. But I'm not the baker. My husband is the baker in the family. I'm the one with the big mouth. But or Bill can tell you how to get in touch with me, but you can pretty much find me, you know, anywhere if you Google me on Facebook. I haven't gotten into Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn. Facebook's about all I can handle. Everybody's like, girl, get with the program. You got to at least get on your Instagram account. I didn't even know I had an Instagram. My friend's like, I've added you and followed you, and you're not approving me. I went, I didn't know I had one. And Robin goes, yeah, I started you one a couple years ago. I'm like, you got all these people mad at me because they're wondering why I hadn't approved them on Instagram.
And I got to tell you one thing, too. You know, to the point on this is Lauren's very faithful. I mean, she connects with you. She stays with you. I mean, it's amazing. Back in the old days, I remember you getting in trouble because you would connect with people a little bit too much. They didn't like it, which I thought was incredible because that's what
I
we want.
I asked her to do my emails, and my program director would go, why are you still at work? I'm like, I got to answer these emails. He's like, why? I'm like, well, because I got to know that I'm there for people.
Yeah,
I mean,
these are my people.
These are my people.
Exactly.
Right.
Hey, speaking of which, let's transition. Last weekend, you and I have not had a chance to talk about this, but I was so touched by Melania Trump at the event there in Melbourne, Florida. She opens up with the Lord's Prayer. I mean, and you knew people were going to go, but the thing was so cool about that, Lauren, was that how many, there are thousands of people there, and they're, most of them, are praying the Lord's Prayer with her. How powerful is that?
Yes. Well, I was in another room, and I heard her begin the Lord's Prayer. I came running into the room, and I had tears welling up in my eyes because I was thinking, Lord, I'm so grateful for this moment. Here is, you know, the First Lady, and she's beautifully reciting the Lord's Prayer. And it meant even more to me that English is not her first language. I think it's like her fifth or sixth language. That made it even more beautiful. And when they were critical after the press, I was really aggravated. I'm like, you're going to be critical about her reciting the Lord's Prayer?
Right.
So I was ready to pounce on some people for that because it was encouraging. Mm. It was a tender moment. And I've just always liked her. I just think that she is a wonderful woman from what I can tell from, you know, hearing her interviewed. I mean, in-depthly, she just seems like she's real. She cares about her family. She loves her husband, loves her son. She's so regal and beautiful. Mm. I loved watching her during the inauguration because I never knew what she was going to wear, but I knew it was going to be elegant and lovely.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, this is not her first language. And some people have the nerve to make fun of her.
you know, about the way she speaks. Are you kidding me? I mean, my goodness,
yeah.
You hear her and you realize that this is not her first language. Boy, if that doesn't cause you to go and sharpen up your blade a little bit when it comes to your language skills, and here you are, you know, English is your first language, and kind of crazy. The other thing, in contrast, relevant to what you were just saying about here it is the First Lady and the Lord's Prayer, I mean, whereas we've had other situations here most recently, no need to point out, where you have, I mean, what, they'd much rather have rap music with all the cuss words in it? Would that be appropriate? Yeah. That would be okay?
Well, probably, to these people that are fighting all the Christian forces and the forces of standing for the people, you know, that are conservative. And, you know, I don't listen to all that kind of music, but if you guys ever do just happen to graze over one of those stations while you're in your car one day, you will be aghast. Like, I'm like, oh! I mean, it's not like the rock music that we had from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely is not something children need to be listening to. And you know what I'll encourage people, Bill? That if you want to have a heated conversation with someone about issues like the Lord's Prayer and Melania, I encourage you to do so. I'm not saying get in a fight with people, but it is okay to be impassioned and to stand up for what you believe.
Yeah.
This is not a time for us to be withering violets in the corner.
Exactly. Having done all to stand, keep standing. That's what you have to do. And the thing is interesting here, somebody had some socialist made this socialist, not a socialist socialist, but a sociologist had made this observation that right now the name Trump irritates people more than the name Jesus. Go figure.
Well, I just find that hard to believe, too, because, you know, who is he polling? Because if you look at the stock market, it's soaring. Like 80% of all businessmen feel better about things than ever before. So I don't believe that. I think when people hear Trump, they think, oh, my goodness, we finally got some change. We finally got some hope. And then you hear Mike Pence at CPAC starting with his favorite scripture verse. I mean, is that not so encouraging? Like, I was just going, thank you, Lord.
Right.
And, you know, for all of you that are out there that really want to know what's going on, I would encourage you to kind of look at CPAC, watch a little of what's happening there, because I think that you will feel really positive about what's going on in our nation.
Yeah, he hit all the right buttons, whether it was Obamacare, the spirituality of our nation, you know, the immigration issue, right on down the line, conservative principles. And, of course, that was last night. It was very inspiring. He connected, you could tell, with the audience in a tremendous way. In fact, we just was speaking with Megan Barth, who is there at CPAC, and confirmed that as well. And, of course, tonight, the 45th president, not since Ronald Reagan has a president spoken at CPAC in their first term. Pretty cool.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very encouraging. And, you know, it's just a time for us to say thank you, Lord, to be grateful, to stand on the front lines. And, you know, I don't understand why they say, like, 51% of Americans, you know, are totally trying to not support Trump with the whole thing that's going on with the immigration. And I'm like, okay, don't you care about securing our borders? I mean, they said, well, as long as someone hasn't, you know, committed a crime or whatever. No, we've got to make sure that we're safe. And so I'm having a hard time understanding why it's not 90% of Americans. Aren't you? See, that's what's puzzling me right now.
Well, because they're buying into these things about these exceptions, you know, about families being torn apart. And there's no question. The government has set us up for this. They ignored this, you know, going back to Bill Clinton's administration. And, you know, and they've been allowing, you know, people to have babies here automatically. They're citizens. Well, what about the mom and dad? What did you think was going to happen? You got somebody a citizen, somebody not a citizen. At some point, the question was going to be called. And here we are. This is a problem that was created by our government, not by we the people. But we've also participated in too. And that's a whole nother discussion for another day. It's another episode in the life with one Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Hey, thank you so much. Always say goodnight,
you
Lucy.
You guys have a great weekend. Love
you got it.
Thank you all.
All right. Love you, sweet. Take care. Lauren, I'm Bill Martinez live.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products of Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.